Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Cleveland Indians, after a three-game weekend series, right back at it here tonight against the Chicago White Sox. And first off, let's talk a little bit about TJ House. He was really so solid last year once you put him into the rotation. He's had two rough outings. Anything going on there with TJ, Tito?
You know, I think when he pitches, we've all seen him now enough to know he's got to be down. You know, he's got to be efficient, work ahead, all the things that just about every pitcher does. But because he's going to be a contact pitcher, you know, if he falls behind or if he elevates, he can get himself in trouble. And he was scattering some pitches early. You know, didn't have a very good feel for his changeup. Breaking ball was just okay. So if that's the case, you better really have a good two-seam fastball located to keep it down. And he was falling behind some hitters. So that cost him early. And then, you know, his pitch count got pretty high, and he got in some jams early. So we had Swarzak up from the second inning on. So then when TJ starts to get into, like, you know, 90 pitches, you know he doesn't have a lot left anyway. And we wanted to get Swarzak in to face some of those righties to try to keep the game right where it was, and it didn't work.
What about now TJ? I know he's not in the rotation here the rest of this road trip due to the off day Thursday.
And that's sometimes when you have that fifth starter, sometimes they have to kind of wear it a little bit just so everybody else doesn't and you can keep your rotation in line. So what we're going to do, if everything goes according to plan, the first day in Detroit, we'll have him throw a little simulated game, and then he'll come back and pitch Tuesday when we get home. We something drastic happens, something goes wrong in our bullpen, we can always put him in the bullpen after a couple of days. But I think we all feel like it'd be in his best interest to throw that simulated game to kind of keep him on track.
Do managers look at records this early, Tito, and go, uh-oh, Detroit's 10-2. We got to get it going?
Well, I don't know about that part. I mean, I certainly know what our record is just because that's the way we make our living, and I care about it a lot. But I wouldn't say that. I just would say I know we feel a heck of a lot better about ourselves when we're playing crisp, good baseball. And when we can get untracked and you can have a day where you hit the ball good and carry it over to the next day. Things like that. I think we'll all feel better. You know, right now we're having a tough time stringing together multiple hits. And, you know, it's hard. You know, people say, well, you got to show more enthusiasm. Well, I get it. But when you're making right turns and come back to the dugout, it's kind of hard. And I think our guys do a good job of staying at it. But it's hard when you're not stringing a lot of hits together.
Well, you've changed the lineup a little bit. Now, Michael Bourne is getting a day off, but Jason Kipnis at the top of the order. Is he a guy that could be a leadoff hitter when you look at what he brings to the table?
Kipkin it anywhere. And again, this is just, again, because Borney's not playing tonight, trying to have some balance in that order. And also knowing that when you flip the bottom of the order around, who do you want hitting at the top? I think Kip's a real good guy because he can do pretty much everything. He can drive in a run. He can get a bunt down. And so I think that serves us well. And then we stick Avilas in between him and Brantley just so later in the game. At least it gives Ventura pause for a second before he brings every left-hander they have in.
And you've got Brett Hayes catching.
I wanted to give Roberto a day and where it makes some sense. And Brett has caught Trevor twice this spring, so he's caught him more than anybody else, so I think that made sense.
Also, Terry, when you look at tonight at being Trevor Bauer, you had bumped him and Carlos Carrasco. Everything's still okay for Carlos to go tomorrow?
Carlos is in good shape. I think he was glad that we did this. I think we appreciated his communication. I think he's getting to the point. And Carlos is funny because he didn't want us to think, oh, man, I don't want to pitch. But we told him, we said, Carlos, you work hard. All the things that we want our players to do, you do. When we can help, let us help. You know, when we can buy a day, let's do it. But some days we can't. And he understood that, and he was really good about it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That is the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox and the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.